I'm standing on disused platform 5 at Acton Town Station, watching the passing of the District Line S-Dock trains. Flies are everywhere, and I keep squatting them to one side with my Evening Standard. However, the flies keep hitting and then sticking to my forehead. They buzz around my ears and fly into my mouth and up my nostrils. The winter sun hits the running rails like strobes. As I closely observe the trains pass through this section, I think of London's transition of steam into electricity. The transformation from horsepower into mechanical technology, powered by invisible electrical waves. And then I start to think about how these underground transmissions change the social boundaries of London territory. In fact, where I am standing is the very first section of the district's surface underground to be electrically worked, where the electrification of the district was tested on the 23rd of June 1903 between here and Park Royal. This new system of multiple unit control, linked by low voltage control circuit invented in America and sold to Britain, made the steam locomotive redundant whilst redrawing the railway as a means of seeking profit. For where the transformation from horsepower into electric trams that started from 1901, and in particular the tram lines of the radical London County Council that, like the district, began in 1903, served as agents of social policy, enabling working class to move out of crowded tenements in central London and into the cottage estates in the suburbs, the difference with the district and the electric underground railways in general is that our lines were built for profit, not social purpose. For the underground, it's always been about the cell. Using my JDOR key, I open the gate for bridge D48 and start to walk up its metal staircase. I have vertigo, but it's not something I tell anyone. On the bridge, I hold the railings as support, and I keep my weight even on both feet. I am grounding myself, keeping my thinking steady and balanced. I start to cross the district tracks. As I cross bridge D48, I tighten the stretch of fur across my neck and take in a deep breath. Is that what the Acton Town Otter did? Did you cross over a bridge, or did you run from west to east, looking for a shortcut, seeking out a way back in, an entry to a foreign landscape, wanting to be accepted, wanting to belong? You don't recognize the trees. You don't know the names of the plants or the birds. You listen out for a river that no longer exists. Bridge D48, I reach inside my jacket and pull out my copy of Handling London's Underground Traffic by J.P. Thomas. Published in 1928, it was written whilst, and I quote, many miles of which have been or are in process of being converted from steam to electric traction. As it starts to rain, I start reading about the early steam days of the district and its turn to electrification, and how this electrification, which was effected in 1905, necessitated a closer measure of control over traffic working. As operating manager Thomas states, mechanical control is used wherever possible, in preference to, or as a check upon, human control. A year after this book was published, and in the same year of the exhibition of stuffed animals at Charing Cross Underground Station, an exhibition that included the stuffed female Acton Town Otter, the last manually operated door on a tube train was replaced by pneumatically controlled air-operated doors, and with it, the first visible specks of our society's movement towards automation. Operating manager Thomas adds that following the completion of electrification of the District Railway in 1905, there was an automatic increase in speed on that line. And with this increase of speed due to electrification, there was also a sharp increase in the population of West London areas such as Ealing, where the population rose dramatically from 33,000 in 1901 to 61,000 in 1911. If only I was an otter, I say. The fur across my neck is now wet, and it smells. I think the flies in my ears have started to drown. I think the flies in my ears have started to drown.